This Land Is No Stranger by Sarah Hollister and Gil Rival. Veronica and Krista Hammer stood in uncomfortable silence. Brand had the sense the man had something to get off his chest. She tried to wait him out. "I'm tired," she said finally. "I think I need to go to bed." "Listen, just now I have a case," Hammer said abruptly. "A young girl, a Romani teenager named Varsha, who has disappeared. Because she is an immigrant, no one cares to look for her."
"Romani?"
"Gypsy, as you say. Her disappearance may be part of a pattern. I thought since you've worked against traffickers in America..." He trailed off. Brand stared. "Oh, hell no," she said. "You want me to look into this disappearance of yours? Your knowledge, as a New York City detective, here among us, such expertise could be invaluable. You have police in this country, am I correct?" "Yes, of course. And I assume they investigate disappearances." "Well, yes, but..." Brand cut him off. "Then that's the best course of action. I'm a big fan of letting people do their jobs." "Okay, of course," Hammer said quickly. "And you must have your own thing while you were in Sweden." "That's right. I have my own thing." "Americans are never without their own thing," Krista said. "Yes, right. This gypsy girl, she is of no importance." Brand couldn't summon the effort to understand what Hammer was talking about. She was worn out. Fatigue, she knew from long nights spent on police casework, could develop into an almost hallucinatory state. "The old woman," Hammer explained. He stood poised at the top of the stairs. "They told you that Elon said you're here to catch the bad guys. But she didn't say exactly that." He wanted Brand to ask him what Elon Dahlgren had really meant. She remained standing in place. She felt unsteady on her feet, as though the room was swaying slightly. "She said you were here to kill the devil." Varsha Luna remained motionless and expressionless, as if she were still standing poised on the cold tarmac of Drottninggatan. She listened to her captors talk and tried to identify who they were. The bearded one went off on a rant about money. Their plan was to auction Varsha as a virgin. The men who kidnapped her seemed to believe she would bring in an astronomical sum. The bearded one, Liam, groused about their paltry cut of the proceeds. He pronounced himself ready to have Varsha immediately. The one called Matthias responded, "This gypsy girl, I don't feel one way or another about her, but JV has placed her in my care and told me that anyone who messes with her will answer to him." "This is a lousy business," Liam stated, his tone bloated with self-importance. "We could sell her now, 5 or 10 times a day, add up the numbers." Varsha thought of the other victims, the ones who had disappeared. Her friend Lel, another kidnapped girl, had been cut badly on the face when she spat at a man trying to force her, afterward dead by her own hand. The shades were drawn on all the windows in the room where Varsha sat. It was the first stopover after the journey out of Stockholm. The fading sun threw snow-reflected silhouettes against the blinds, making eerie, troll-like shadow figures. "She looks pretty enough," Liam said, "even with that white face." "Yes," Matthias said, turning to look at Varsha. "Pretty now, but later, no. She is the best age, untouched. Soon she'll get old and dry up like all women,